This is Rainbow Bee, and I'm outside, just chilling. There might be a lot of noise, but I wanted to do kind of a ramble thing while I was working on a thing here. I went to school for art, and then quickly realized, how, little there was to do with that in my area. And I'm kind of a sentimentalist. I don't want to leave my area. Like, maybe go visit places outside, sure, but, like, leave? Like, even semi-permanently? What? No. Like, that's just not... I'm trying to figure out the best way to put it. Like, I'm sentimental. And, like, I know this place. This place is home. And I'm sure if I moved somewhere else, that place would soon, it would eventually feel like home. I mean, it's just a thing, you know? But, so, let me tell you a bit about what I'm doing right now. I am painting. I went to school for art, and I didn't finish because of just anxiety and shit, but I didn't really even get to the painting parts of the classes. Mostly, I was like all about gain. I took ceramics, oh, I love ceramics. Oh my god, I love playing with mud. I took ceramics, and I took, drawing, which, like, I don't know if you know, but us art nerds hang out together a lot, especially in the context of a school setting. Like... Anyway, I felt kind of proud because one of the drawings I did for homework assignment, he recognized who it was. My professor recognized the drawing. So, you know, as I've gotten older, I don't want to go off on wild tangents because I'm getting away from what I wanted to tell you about. So, I never got to the painting parts. But it was something I've always had interest in, and it's something that I, you know, have done on my own. I've done acrylic and watercolor painting on my own. Well, I mean, yeah, I did it on my own, but as a kid, but then, like, also in high school when I took art, of, like, actual lessons. But, and then, you know, you hang out with a bunch of art nerds who've also taken those classes, which is awesome because, then they can tell you things that they learned and figured out, give you shortcuts and hints so that you don't have to struggle as much. See, that's community. That's, you know, when you get better, you share that so that that person... too gets better and they produce something, and maybe what they produce inspires you, or maybe because of what you teach them they can turn around and teach you something else that they figure out that you hadn't. It's amazing having community. I fucking miss having communities. It sucks not being in like school anymore. But so though I never had any painting classes, I got to sit in on some painting classes a couple of times. Just basically wandered in there at the at like the invitation of one of the students, and the professor was cool about it. He's like, oh, you're so-and-so's girlfriend, that's cool. So that was, I really enjoyed that. I miss that so much. Adulthood has been not anything like that. I mean, real talk, like, I was diagnosed with depression when I was like 6 or 7 years old. And that was without me letting any of them know my suicidal thoughts. I thought I was hiding that good. I knew that, you know, at my age, you know, people don't think about killing themselves, yet I was climbing on my roof contemplating. Anyway, I fucking went off on a tangent and I don't remember where I went from. Oh, God damn it. This is why tangents are hard. Like, okay, I've found my train back. I didn't expect to reach adulthood. I had a plan that I thought was going to be fantastic for me. It was, you know, it was a plan that suited me. And I was going to do it when it was at the earliest convenience. That convenience never came until at the point where I was like, well, I'm bored of these thoughts now. I mean, you can only have them for so long before you're like, you know what? I'm not paying attention to you anymore. Like, I never... like, I wasn't anything. Recently, I've gotten on some medication, and it's like, holy shit, it was literally just my brain wasn't working the way it should have been. And that's, you know, a huge problem, and just like in society, like, but anyway, I'm going off on wild tangents again. Hi girls, I'm outside painting. And my dogs are around, and they are very vocal, especially when I'm not giving them love and attention. Yes, no, get down, honey. See. I didn't have plans for adulthood. I had plans for early adulthood. I didn't have plans. I didn't think I was going to reach 30, and I am currently 29, and I feel kind of lost. I didn't have a plan for up to here. I don't know what I'm doing, and I can make my own rules. I can make my own decisions. I can, everything that held me back before isn't there anymore. And just because that means I'm really late to this whole thing, you know, I'm still here. I can still do that. I can do whatever I want. But I don't know what I want. So, I had gotten a job, and then I thought I was doing good at it, but I didn't pass the on-the-job training. And they admitted, like, you know, it's only because of technicalities and just really poor luck on my part, and they asked me to reapply in a few months, but I don't know. It's the first time I got fired from a job. That was not great. So, I didn't know what I was gonna do. I don't know what I'm doing now, but I do miss, like, college and the art classes and that community there. See, I can find my way back from tangents, even if I am high. So, I might not have taken painting classes, but I was involved in painting. Like, I was surrounded by at least four students, like, experienced students who'd, like, been there for years before me, so they were there to give me all the advice and anything that I needed to help with the painting outside of, you know, an actual classroom setting. Wait, just 1, 2, 3, 4 experienced art students to give me extra information and stuff about painting, even outside of a class. So I have some knowledge on how the whole, you know, and, okay, I've watched videos, and I've had some little lessons, but that's been so freaking long, like, so long. Oh my god, how long has it been? I don't know. I crammed a lot of college into a short period of time. I took full classes and I was like full semesters and took summer one and summer two, and I just was so desperate to get through it. But whatever. It didn't work out. That was a bad plan. Bad plan for me. But I like painting, and I don't know. Since I lost my job, I've been kind of trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And I'm not feeling like a job search at the moment. But I did have my last paycheck, and my husband has been pretty awesome about, you know, all of it. Like, because of my mental state, he was burdening the finances. And, like, he told me constantly, like, that it wasn't something that he wanted me to worry about. And he encouraged me to either work on painting or my writing. Like, he was always encouraging me to pursue my interests. He has a lot of belief in my talents. Like, he doesn't have a lot of belief in his talents. Which sucks, because I think he's really talented. But also, he only went into art because he didn't know what else to do. Just a bunch of lost people being told one thing, and then, you know, we were told it in good faith, but it just wasn't true. So, having lost my job, my husband, you know, my money that I was earning, though he said that if I wanted to help pay with bills and stuff, you know, he'd be very happy for that. But he was, you know, that my money was my money, that it was going to be for what I wanted it to be for. I had been thinking about saving it up and going on a trip to England. I've had online friends in England for a long time. But, so, he told me that I could, you know, focus spending my money on spending it on things that I wanted to do, what I wanted, because he wants to see me succeed artistically and creatively. He's always went on about being impressed by my stuff. So with my last paycheck, what I went ahead and did was I got like some little canvas panels, some art supplies, paint brushes, paint. Oh, it's been years since I've painted though. But so I was going to be running around doing stuff today. And for some reason, I just stopped and looked up and I saw this tree that's at the corner of the property. And that tree is very important to me. And you know, it's been there before I was alive. There is a picture of me being held as like a newborn in front of that tree, and that tree is as big as it is now. So that tree, it was well established. But it means a lot to me, this area, because I have history here. Like, oh my gosh. Like, my great-grandmother immigrated over here from Mexico. And there are the iron wheels from her cart, like, rusting in the corner of the yard. And I would want to do something with that, but at this point, they are very, very rusted, and I don't know what could be done for them. I mean, at the time, it was just cart, tire, well, not tires, wheels. Why care anything about it? You can't know what's going to be important and valuable to anyone in the future. Especially when you're poor. You're just thinking about how to survive till the next day, next year, next decade. But my great-grandmother brought seeds from a tree in Mexico. And like, she worked so damn hard. Like, apparently, my great-grandfather was not a cool guy. And he actually died when my great-grandmother was... Okay, I'm gonna call her Mami Tani, because that's how it was... Oh, she was always said. It's Mami Tani. Her name was a weird name that I've never been able to find a meaning to, but so it was just called Tani, or Mami Tani, Mami Tani's. But so, my great grandfather died while Mami Tani's was actually pregnant with my grandmother, and then my Mami Tani's, she was a farmer here in the area, actually, like, where she had property is not far from where I currently am. I don't know who owns that property now, though. I don't know if it's still in the family. We be poor folk. We need to sell away everything to survive for a bit. But the property that I'm on is what my grandmother had bought with her husband after they gotten married, and Mami Tani still had the seeds that she'd brought from Mexico and planted that tree there, and like, it's just there, and it's part of my history. Like, it's not just that it's seeds that my great-grandmother planted, and it's now a whole tree. It's, she brought it over from Mexico. Those seeds were like her history, her home. She brought part of her home with her. And I don't know, it was just something so beautiful to me, and it's why I never really felt like really trying to do anything about moving or anything. I mean, maybe, like, not far, but, so, I was going to take my, my friend, who's also my ex-girlfriend, her little one, was coming down with a cold, so I was taking them, to the pediatrician. I am the madrina to this little boy. It's kind of a weird situation, huh? My life is weird on so many things. But, so, I was out looking up and I saw it's currently flowering, and it has just the loveliest little purple flowers, but it's so tall. All the flowers are at the top. Like, so you just look up and you see all these branches and blotches of the green leaves and the purple flowers, like, swaying in the wind, because these are thin branches going really high up, and the sun behind them, because the sun is burning and bright, and it's just everything. But it was just so beautiful, and some of the times that I've been out here smoking, like, flower petals had fallen on me from it, and it just was so beautiful. Just, you know, what the tree means to me, what, how I've, like, felt, you know, what I think about it. And I guess this is me working on something to take with me to pass on at some point, perhaps. I'm currently painting what it looks like. I tried taking a picture of it, but I only had my tablet, and tall branches swaying in the breeze do not photograph well, especially when your device is zoomed in past its normal amount. But I went ahead and I've been painting it. I painted some of it before I started recording, actually most of it. Earlier I was listening to audios from GWA, or from the performers of GWA. Like, I wasn't looking for something sexy. Sometimes it's just fun to listen to the non-sexy things that people post up. And so I was listening to that while, I mean, especially considering that I'm painting something about my grandmother and my great-grandmother, and just, that would be weird to listen to sexy things while painting that. No, mostly I was just listening to, like, rambles and Q&As and questionnaires and that sort of thing. And it was nice just hanging out here painting that and No, I'm just working on the flowers. I got the branches down. Look, anyone who cares about taking up art or painting, like... Okay. I'd like to point out that I did not even graduate with an art degree. I didn't graduate from college. I didn't do that. So, you know, when I come over here and I'm telling you, oh, let me tell you secrets about painting, you know, I'm not an expert. And you could be sorely disappointed following what I say. But I'm working with acrylic paint, and dude, check out, whoever is listening to this, check out YouTube for painting videos. Like, you want to know, like, color theory and some basic techniques and tips. Like, as a refresher, I was watching videos earlier today, and the thing that you need to remember when you're painting is try to get layers. Motherfucking layers, yo. Layers is totally where it's at. Like, just hang out. Take a second. Think about what you want to create. Just don't see it as, you know, just what you're painting. You have to think of where it's going to be. And you have to visualize that and pick out the layers, because you need motherfucking layers up on this. I don't know why I said it like that. But you need layers in your paintings. Like, don't try to do it all at once. Like, you're not painting because, you know, you have a deadline due on an assignment. But, like, you're doing this... Hopefully you're doing this because it's something that you want to do. And so take your time. You need, like, it can get frustrating, especially when it's not coming out how you were expecting it to come out. Holy crap, can that be frustrating. But just take your time. Just take your time. It's not a race. The only thing you're racing against is your paint drying. But, like, just take your time, you know? Like, personally, I took a hit and just worked on it slowly. Gain those layers in. And it's starting to get pretty dark out here. But I can still see, and I need to get a little bit more done. Because I just need to get those last details in. Because I'm enjoying this. I'm not racing to get it finished. This is so nice. I want to keep doing this. Like, I know what I'm looking at when I look at this painting. I don't know that anyone else would, particularly. I mean, I've always been more of an abstract painter. I guess this might be kind of impressionist. I mean, it kind of has some of, like, little Van Gogh-esque-ness to it. Van Gogh. It's just nice painting this. and I have so many layers on here. Like, first, I put down a pale blue for the sky. And then, I'm using... what is this? Matte fluid medium used with acrylic paint. And it kind of thins the paint down a little bit, makes it a little bit more translucent. And I use that to create layers of blue. Like, I was slowly making it a little bit darker, and but I was trying to do it really soft. That was just the blue, which is at this point pretty well hidden, just on the blue of the sky. I did 1, 2, 3, 4 passes, 4 layers on just blue. And it can be tedious, but that's why you take a hit, or if you're not into cannabis, then put on some good music that has like just the right rhythm so that you can get lost in it, because you know you just need to get lost when you're doing a tedious task. If you're doing a tedious task and you spend too much time paying attention to it, you hate it. I hate it. I hate stippling or sibling, or however you say it. This is repetitive, so repetitive. And I guess what I'm doing here is repetitive, but I'm feeling good right now. I need to stop. Like, you need to work with layers. You need to put layers. Everything takes a flipping long time to come together how you need it, how you want it. I need to let the paint dry before I touch it. I did so many layers of blue before I started putting branches. And then from the branches, I put some dark green, which, honestly, there wasn't a lot of dark green, but I went over that with lighter greens, and the darkness just made it pop. It gave it the depth that it needed. And then I did, like, so after the branches, and I did, like, 3 layers of branches. Then I did, like, 2 layers of green. Like, a really dark green, and then a slightly less dark green. And then I put more branches. And then I put, like, 4 layers of green. Much brighter colors at the end there. And then for the flowers, I think that was like 3 layers that I did there. Yeah, it was 3 layers. And so, like, I don't know. I have a lot of I don't know going on with this. I was painting, and I wanted to just ramble as I painted, I guess. But I like it. I like this painting. I mean, if I do end up moving away, I can't take that tree with me. I can't take home with me. But I can take something. Just thinking, like, the journey that happened for this painting to happen. Like, I'm not gonna be a famous painter. And this is a canvas panel, which is laughable. It's like art student work. I mean, unless you like doing prints. I don't think this would go. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, this is just for me, but I don't know if I'm going to have children. Are they going to take it with them? How far will this tree go from a seed in Mexico to here to a painting that may not go anywhere? Could get ruined. I could move on. Like, generations. Like, you don't know. It could end up being like the rusted out iron wheels of the cart my great grandmother used in immigrating over here. Or maybe like the trees that are growing now because of her bringing them from Mexico. I mean, is this going to be something forgotten? Is it going to be something treasured later on? You know, you can't know these things. So hard not knowing things. Not knowing what you're going to do, not knowing really things that, you know, I suspect most people don't know what's going on. I suspect most people are in the same position emotionally that I am. Maybe they are better off, like, financially, or maybe they're worse off financially, whatever. They still is lost. Everyone, no one knows what the fuck they're doing. I know I don't. I don't know what I'm doing. And right now I'm just trying to figure out, you know, who I am, what I want to do, what I'm going to be able to accomplish. And I don't know. I really, really don't know. If nothing else, I've done a painting that I really like. Maybe I could get, like, prints done of it and sent to, let's see, could send it to, my family is so fractured, like, everyone fighting each other over things that may or may not be, like, I myself have a feud with my younger brother, but he deserves it. Which I'm sure is going to be anybody's response. And well, being aware of that, I've made attempts for at least neutrality, and he has not reciprocated that. So, like, fuck it. I don't care for him anyway. Like, I'm not gonna bitch about him. It won't accomplish anything. And you don't need to. You don't want to hear about that. Just, you know. You know. Family can be difficult. And anyone who actually has a good relationship with your family, please, tell us your secrets. That would be amazing to know your secrets. Well, I guess my painting's about dry enough that I can handle it. You've been listening for far too long. Thank you for your time. You have a good evening. Bye.